all, Happy Indian New Year to all of you. Should I say Asian, since several Southeast Asian nations, Bangladesh, Vietnam, Cambodia, Thailand, all celebrates New Year around the same time or date as ours? Good, let's be inclusive and say Happy Asian New Year to all. How are you doing? Thank you for tuning in. This is the 37th episode of the Audible Weed Walk, and this is Nina. I think this new year could not have come in a more apt time. As the second round of our most common threat rising its head again, New Year is here to remind us not only that it is time to reboot and reset, but it is also time to boost our immune system so that we can remain careful, remain strong, no matter ultimately if we test positive or negative. Important is that we build our strength and ensure that our practices and conducts does not put anyone else at risk. Particularly important, that one. If you remember, in my last podcast, I had mentioned bitter and astringent are the tests of the season with a touch of sweet. Now, irrespective of whether we celebrate our traditional New Year on the 14th or the 15th or whatever we end up calling it, three items gets into our traditional food practices within India and in many events. They are neem, or as a director, indica, leaves and flowers, genda, or marigold flowers, and gur or vellum. You all know it as jaggery. Second in line comes, of course, mango and other seasonal fruits. A key component in the Eastern and the Southern Indian celebration is neem. However, before coming to that, let us look at some other interesting examples of flowers being incorporated into these traditional events. I found that in Malayalam, in Kerala, Vishu, which is celebrated around at this time, one of the key flowers that they use is Cassia fistula called Konnapu. People seek to view the vibrant flowers as a mark of good fortune for all family members, and the plant is totally kapha reducing. That is, it treats and prevents cough, cold, other respiratory congestions, clear phlegms, lower temperatures, and help to keep the body cool. Yes, you can actually take a bit of the flower as tea and in juices. Of course, also would be good to incorporate in salads. Then comes another orchid flower. It's called foxtail orchid. Assam traditionally celebrates its Bihu, which is their new year. So Bohag Bihu, or also known as Rongali Bihu, is celebrated at this time. Indigenous people of the Northeast region beyond Assam also celebrates a similar festival around this time also. This orchid grows in Assam and in other northeastern states. It's called Kopu Phool, or Rhynchostylus retusa is the scientific name. The blossoms at blossoms, you know, check it out in Google or something. It's really beautiful orchid flower. These flowers are actually the women put on their hair, and it is used as decorations. The flower itself is anti-inflammatory and wound healing properties with numerous health benefits, including mitigating joint pains in arthritis, mending cuts, bruises, rashes on the skin, etc. So in a way, this festival kind of honors the flower. Then come to our very own and familiar genda, or marigold flower. Tagetes erecta is the scientific name. So for most part of the north and in eastern tradition, This flower is used for the New Year celebration. In the East, it is actually quite curious because most of the time the flowers that are used in celebration are white in color, and the fragrant ones like the night jasmine. But for this particular New Year, it is this marigold which is the predominant flower. The marigold, as you know, has many medicinal properties. It has it is used as a remedy to stop bleeding, skin blemishes, increases hair growth, diminishes wrinkles, and the petals can be eaten as well. Finally, we come to neem. Neem, by the way, grows around here voluntarily as a weedy plant. In some areas, neem shoots out new leaves in different seasons. Now, if you look around, there's a red, shiny neem shoots are everywhere as one prepares for the summer. Neem flower is known as Veppampu in Tamil. Scientific name is Azadirachta indica. During Puthandu, or the Tamil New Year, traditionally, a bitter rasam is prepared with the neem flowers. I'll add a recipe later for you to try out. Neem flowers are also dried, roasted on pan, mixed with jaggery and lemon for a picklish preparation. It's absolutely yum. You have to try that. Only the other day, my friend's mom had prepared this and I relished it for a while to extend this wonderful treat that I received as a gift for the new year. What does neem flower do? They're excellent detoxifying agent with antibacterial properties. The flowers, like the leaves, purify blood, clears body of harmful toxins, cures stomach infections, and promotes digestion and gut health. That's a handful. My personal favorite is to take the fresh or dry neem flowers, dry roast them on a pan. I must say that the dry flowers are a little less bitter. So you might want to try that if you are not initiated to it already. Mix with a good ghee and eat with a little rice, with a pinch of salt. This is the same way I like the young leaves. The leaves that are still glistening and red in color. Except that the leaves, I crisp fry them in ghee or oil if you choose to. It gets done in seconds. Like, you know, you heat the ghee, maybe put a few black cumin seeds and put the leaves and voila, it's done. And eat it with a pinch of salt, a tablespoon of rice. It's not bitter at all, but it is mildly bitter and wonderfully fragrant. Really quite tasty. I'm actually surprised that I am saying that. I'm not a, bitter food fan at all, but these are really tasty food. So I'll give you a, before we proceed, I'll just give you the neem flower recipe. So here we go. We take dried neem flower, 2 to 3 teaspoon. You can increase by, you know, your choice. If you want to try out a little more bitter, why not? You know, you can go up to, 4 or 5 teaspoon if you want. Tamarind of the size of a ping pong ball, or maybe less, because too sour is also not that great. So red chilies, about 2, broken into half. Turmeric powder, a little. Jaggery, about 1/4 teaspoon or a little more if you want. Oil, about 1 tablespoon. Salt and water as needed. To temper, the tempering things which you will need first. You will need about 2 teaspoon of cooking medium, ghee or oil, about 1/4 teaspoon of mustard seeds, 1/2 teaspoon of urad dal or black gram dal, 1/2 teaspoon of tur dal. You This is pretty common dal or lentil around here. Curry leaves a sprig, and the method is to dry roast the neem flower till it's brown, and it will have a nice aroma, kind of a smoky aroma. You let it cool, crush it with your hand, and it becomes kind of dusty. Set it aside. Then you prepare your tamarind water, and now take the vessel to cook. Put oil, add the tempering, all the things that I have mentioned for tempering, which is mustard seed, urad dal, tur dal, and the curry leaves. Put the red chilies, and as it gets done, the mustard starts spluttering, you add the tamarind juice with a pinch of salt. Add the jaggery at this time. Let it boil for some time. Remove from flour and add the roasted neem flour that you have already set it aside. Mix and eat it with warm rice. I was reading about traditional recipes from different regions and different countries too, trying to find the central theme in them. Greens, local, bitter. Sometimes that are hard to find because what you get normally are the popular food rather than what is recommended. Looking at the traditional recipes and recommendation in Tamil Nadu, I found that it is recommended to cook for Puthandu in the season with local vegetables, more green plantain, bitter gourd, colocasia or seppan kiranga, elephant foot yam or Sinai kiranga, the cluster beans that Krishna has lots growing in Solitude Farm, broad beans, lady's finger or okra, and gooseberry. Note, gooseberry is astringent, the other flavor of the season. Kheera or wild greens, ones that is eaten, but not much, in this, at least during the celebration per se, is arai kheera, one of the edible amaranths that are in my book. It has a sweet, mildly bitter, and slightly bitter taste when it matures. They are often incorporated in making a black gram vadai or fritters. This medu vera is my absolute favorite. When I spoke about the seasonal food during Easter time or iftar, and now that Ramadan or Ramzan has started, it also includes a whole lot of beans. Green beans, flat beans, beans as dals or lentils, whatever it is, they have to be local and fresh. I could not remember the particular special food in Bengal, like say neem flower rasam or mang apachri made with green mango of the season here in Tamil Nadu. So I asked my mother what it was like traditionally. Bengal has this Gauriya Vaishnava tradition initiated by Sri Chaitanya Dev. It is a lacto-vegetarian food tradition, but apparently Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself ate what is known as polar, and that is recommended for the season. It includes little or no cooked items, puffed rice of various kinds, and flattened rice, what we call is chura, here it's known as aval. It can be rehydrated by adding whatever, milk, buttermilk, just water. This is eaten with grated coconut, jaggery, fruits like cucumber and other seasonal fruits. I was listening and I was reminded of a lesson by Dr. B, who is an Ayurvedacharya. The mango and other fruits of the season should be eaten, but during the summer, but not in large quantities because too much wetness in the stomach make it difficult to digest. I wondered whether the puffed rice, there are two kinds actually, and the chura or the aval is to keep it more dry. Well, I have totally digressed from the New Year tradition that I was discussing, right? Well, the day of the New Year is traditionally the day of the financial year beginning. The celebration is called Hal Khata in Bengal, where the old accounts are closed and the new books are opened. not too far away from the 1st of April deadlines that we have, or in the US, the financial year ending is April 15th. So we are pretty close, right? In Bengal, the day before the New Year is when a lot of action takes place. Puffed rice or flattened rice, along with or without sesame, coconut, etc., are mixed with jaggery to make various types of sweets. These are made into round balls or in various shapes, and this dry food can be stored. The New Year day itself starts with puri and Bengal gram lentils, and then a big feast that people, you know, are arranged as per the family tradition, in different in each family. But more traditional ones, as my mother recalls, will eat the phalar, the puffed rice, coconut, jaggery, and some uncooked fresh fruits and vegetables. Today, we start the Earth Week celebration, 16 to 22nd April. We have some programs in Oroville, especially a whole set of films at Cinema Paradiso. Several of them are geared to food and healthy planet. Don't miss them. I will see you next week with a very special episode on urban farming and gardening, which is clearly our future, and the role of weedy wild greens that can play there. So stay well and stay safe. I'll see you next time.
This is Oroville Radio, voices from the city of Dome.